Welcome to Heal and Grow with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki Kraminga Hill. Here we talk about everything: grief, hope, illness, work, family, tragedy, possibilities, fun stuff, and not so fun stuff. It's all on the table. Let's take a look at our lives and work to heal and grow together. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Remember me? I'm Nikki. I've been on a break. I didn't know that I was going to take a break, or I would have told you. I've sort of been hiding, and I haven't really wanted to talk to anyone. I've been pretty down and lethargic and just not okay. My friend Billy Johnson has this song that says, "I'd rather not be seen. I'd rather not be seen." That's how I've been doing. I haven't really been sure why I've been like this. And then I finally saw my therapist and we kind of got to the bottom of it. And it turns out I think I'm grieving a whole bunch of stuff. And I was sort of surprised when I realized that I'm grieving, but also not surprised too, if that makes any sense at all. Sometimes things are really confusing, and then you have someone just say, "Hey, it seems to me like this is the problem." And you're like, "Oh, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that is it." So, yeah, I've been grieving. So I'll just tell you what's going on. Well, most of what's going on. There's some things that I'm just not able to talk about publicly right now. But here's all the stuff that I've been grieving and holding on to. The first thing is my dad. My dad is still in hospice. He crossed the year mark about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Hospice is typically reserved for those who are passing quickly. That's just not the case with my dad. He's doing quite well in hospice. And if you've heard this podcast before and you've heard me talk about my dad before, you've heard me say I think he's doing better in hospice than he has been, you know, the past couple of years before he was in hospice. He's doing really well. And I'm obviously thrilled about that and so happy about that and happy that he's still here and he's still doing well. But it's also really messing with my brain. It's messing with my brain. I would like to be someone who is just like, "Oh, great. Well, he's doing well. Okay." But that's just not who I am. I'm constantly thinking about him and his health. It is always in the back of my head. I'm always thinking about it. I'm never not thinking about my dad. And it's just hard. And I think that there's space for me to be grateful that he's here and also confused and just wondering, you know, wondering how long it's going to be. And I know I'm pre-grieving his death. I'm pre-grieving his death, and that's just a hard space to be in. It's just hard. I'm also grieving the death of my mom, which was 8 years ago. It was 8 years ago. I can't believe it. And I just miss her tremendously, and I'm thinking about her all the time too. Not as much as I'm thinking about my dad, but you know, I'm still grieving her death. And I suppose a part of me will always be grieving her death. And it's just hard. I'm also grieving a lot of deaths in my current communities. Since I started at Alive and Kickin' in June 2023, we have lost 7 members. 3 of whom were active members, which means I was working with them. And then they pass. So we've lost three members that we were currently working with, and then four members that were not active members any longer. But still, you know, once you're in Alive and Kickin', you're always in Alive and Kickin'. And so we're also mourning those four other people as well. And man, I'm really struggling with it. You know, here they are, here they aren't. They were here a week ago, they were here 2 weeks ago, and now they're not here ever again. And it's just so stinking hard. And we honor their memories by continuing to work, or the cat, you know, the cast does. They're continuing to work on their big show that's in June. I honor them by continuing to work as well. But you know, we just don't have any downtime to grieve them. And it's been really hard. I've also lost two of my professors and mentors from Gustavus. One of whom passed in November, the other passed in January, I believe. And these two people had the biggest impact on my time at Gustavus. And they're people that I've kept in touch with and even worked with since graduating several years ago. And both of those deaths were unexpected. One was a car accident. Rob Gardner, my theater professor, died in a car accident. I think it was Thanksgiving night, and his wife was driving, and she passed about 10 days later. And Michelle Rosinko, my dance professor, although she did have cancer, it went quick, and she previously had a different type of cancer that she was able to get through and survive. And that's why I say it was unexpected. I didn't think that she would die. And to have these two people gone, and to have them both be gone, you know, one in November and one in January, it was just like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm also grieving, how do I say this? A business relationship. I just thought that working with this business would be one thing, and it's just not. And I'm grieving that. I'm grieving the potential, I suppose, of what I thought this relationship was going to be. And it's very layered, and it's very all-encompassing right now. And it's just very, very hard. And so I'm grieving that. I'm grieving my relationship with theater and the theater community. The fact of the matter is I'm just not in the Twin Cities theater community anymore. That was by choice. And I'm still grieving it. I'm still grieving. I feel like I've lost my relationships. And that's hard, just like the rest of it. You know, and I know I'm doing the right thing right now by not auditioning and by not being a part of the theater community, which again is all my choice. And I'm still struggling with it. I have a friendship that is changing And I'm not really sure if I want it to change or not, but it is. And I'm struggling with, do I try to maintain it? Because it just seems like a lot of extra work right now to try to maintain it. But the history that we have together is deep and meaningful, and maybe we can get back to that. I just don't know, but I'm really sad about it. And also, I think that I have ADHD. There's a lot of reasons why I think I have it. I don't need to go into those right now. I'll wait and see if I have a positive diagnosis. But the earliest I've been able to get in for an assessment is August. And this whole potentially having ADHD has really thrown me for a loop. The more I research it, the more I spiral and the better I feel, if that makes any sense. So I want to acknowledge that I've been doing a lot of research on it, and sometimes it makes me go crazy. But sometimes it actually is a positive thing for me to do the research. But it's just really, I don't know. It's just really sort of surprised me, and I'm grieving that as well. I'm grieving another potential diagnosis, and I already feel like I have a million diagnoses, and you know, no more, please. But the flip side of that is I feel like I have a million diagnoses, so like, what's one more? You know, and so it's just been a lot, and so I shut down. It's been a heavy load to carry. Is it as heavy as other people's? No. No, but that doesn't mean that it's not heavy for me too. Right? I mean, it's great to keep a healthy perspective in that there are so many people in this world that have less than I do or who would love the life that I have. That's true. And another thing that's true is that this has been a heavy load for me. Anyway, it's just a lot. And I'm feeling it. Or I'm trying to feel it because I need to. I need to feel all of it in order to move forward. And you know, there's not all that much that I could do about it other than to allow myself to grieve these things. And I haven't really allowed myself to do that because my schedule doesn't allow it, which I know is a bit ridiculous, but it's kind of true. Without meaning to, I've gotten myself into a sort of overworked and about to burn out schedule. And I need to fix it. And allowing myself the space and grace to grieve means that I have to feel some things that I don't really want to feel. And it means that I have to change some things that I don't really want to change. But my mental health, my physical health is so important to me that I'm going to feel the things and change some things. I don't really know what the point of this podcast is other than I've really missed podcasting. It has turned out to be this really great thing in my life, and I'm ready to come back from this break that I've been on, and I wanted to tell you what's been going on with me. How are you? For real, how are you? If you aren't allowing yourself to feel something right now, why is that? What's holding you back? What's the thing, or what are the things that you need to spend some time sorting out, but you don't sort them out because it would mean that things in your life would have to change? What are the truths that you're not ready to admit right now? That's where I've sort of been, is reflecting on those questions that I just asked you. And the answer I came to is, I've been grieving. I haven't really allowed myself to fully grieve. Many things are holding me back. Some things that I've shared, some things that I haven't yet. And I need to spend time sorting some things out, which means that I have to look at the truth of what's going on in my life and then change a couple things. And that's really hard. And I know that you, dear listener, struggle with the same things that I do. And so I just want to acknowledge, when this happens to us, it's hard and it's challenging. But the only way out is through. Right? Lots to think about. Like Glennon Doyle says, we can do hard things. And like Jess Ekstrom says, I'm rooting for you. I'm sending you all love. And as always, thanks for healing and growing with me today. Mwah!
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal, health, or professional advice. I am not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. This podcast is not intended to replace professional medical advice.